Hey, it's me, Richie T. Thank you for subscribing, or, well, maybe you're just listening. Maybe you're just trying us out. It's the Cultural Hall podcast. You can find us on Facebook at The Cultural Hall. You can find us on Twitter at The Cultural Hall. And you can find us online at, yep, you guessed it, The Cultural Hall. Hope you enjoy this. Make sure and give us some feedback. Let us know if you are a guest that would like to be on the show, or if you know someone that we should get on The Cultural Hall. Please let us know. Hit us up, one of our many media outlets, and enjoy The Cultural Hall. All right, it is episode 3 now of The Cultural Hall podcast.
Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah.
That's right. She can count in Spanish.
And then we're going to go catorce, and people will be really confused why we're going from 3 to
14. No, we're only on tres.
Not doing the U2 thing. It's the
no.
I know. Don't you? Don't you think that when you do that? Uno, dos, tres, catorce. And everyone, you know, all these kids in elementary school are going, ah, I'm gone. It's not 4. It's not cuatro. It's 14, catorce. That's a tangent.
Yeah.
Here's the exciting thing, though. Last week was when we recorded the last Cultural Hall podcast.
Which means we've got a schedule.
Yeah, we're starting to be regular.
Yes, I love schedules.
I love schedules, too. It is. That means something. That really does.
We've committed to it. However,
we don't have a website
yet,
though.
Website.
That's so easy. You'll get that.
I thought so, too. I made a template. He totally just bagged it.
He
was like, no.
I love you dearly.
Thanks, Richie.
And I liked the template that you came up with.
Or the header, I guess.
The header for our website. We're going to go in a different direction than that.
Heard that before.
Sit up till 2 a.m. making that.
No, it's great. It has our pictures, and it does say Cultural Hall, so that was... But we're going to go in a different... But
my point is, if you have to use a header that you don't like at first...
Sure.
Just use it we have a website.
It's not a header issue. Here's the deal. There's a guy by the name of John Dalen. He'll be on the Cultural Hall podcast in the future. Mm-hmm. I guarantee that he'll be a guest. Oh, by the way, we should also introduce on this podcast, you'll hear Lauren's voice.
Hello.
And you'll hear my voice. It's Richie. And then also joining us all the way from New York by way of Provo, by way back of New York. It's Jenna Kim Jones. Find her online at jennakimjones.com.
I have a website.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
How's your header?
I love my header.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen it is pretty good.
Yeah. What about your footer?
Oh, don't. Please. I'm still in a major, major warfare about my footer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
No.
Okay.
No.
But we have a Facebook page because here's what it is. Going back, John Dalen. So, future guest of the Cultural Hall podcast. He actually owns the domain that I want. I'm not willing to give up on that yet.
Okay.
I contacted him. I said, hey, you own this domain that I want. He said, great. What are you planning to do with it? I said, I'm planning on doing a cultural Mormon podcast. I'd like to have it be on theculturalhall.com.
Right.
He said, well, let me hear some of it, and then we can, you know, we'll let you know. I'll let you know if I'll sell it to you.
He's being a beast.
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
But we don't want him to listen to this now. Do we?
No, we can.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm sure he's a lovely man, but he's really putting you through the ringer can't he just sell it to you?
Right. But when I talk to him, see, because this Cultural Hall podcast.
He has his own podcast, right?
One called Mormon Stories that's entirely different than what this is.
And it's a great podcast, really is. It's interesting.
Yeah, he does doctrinal things, you know, things like women in the priesthood and blacks in the priesthood and a lot of these deeper
interesting.
Things.
Interesting, that's good.
Deep doctrine that you won't find on this on this podcast.
Although we are all going to discuss our own planets today what we hope to.
Thanks.
Never
Richie
mind.
Land. No, I don't know what that's a subject for another time as to what
sure.
I would call it.
Sorry.
Earth.
2.0.
Yeah. The resurrected version 2. I don't know. Back. Let's leave that alone.
Yeah, maybe.
I do feel like he is giving us a run through the ringer.
But let me listen to it. Oh, because yours is so great because we have to match the level of your... Well, I mean, seriously.
I don't
want to fight him. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for a fight today. I'll fight him for you.
Can I say something? Maybe he just wants to know he doesn't have competition, that we're not doing the same thing he's doing.
Very well could be.
If he's going to sell us his domain name,
that could be
he wants to make sure that we're not doing the exact same thing he's
doing. She's taking the rational high road.
Yeah. I tried it. You have to do that with Richie.
I want to fight someone. She's being kind and polite.
Put up the fisticuffs. We're coming for you, John Dalen, and theculturalhall.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send him to my website.
Yeah. Have you seen her header?
Have you seen my header?
Well, you're looking at her header. You're going to see her footer, and you're not going to like where that footer lands. You know what I'm saying?
Don't go to the footer. Just stay up. Stay up top.
Yeah. Header up here. Header's up here.
I'm up here. Thank you very much.
That forthcoming. But here's what I did. I spent an hour and a half the other day looking through WordPress templates for what would be good for the Cultural Hall podcast website.
A couple hours less than I took to create the header that you're not using.
Sure. Listen, when we get the website established, I'll make it a GIF so it goes through the one that me and my buddy designs and yours. So it just flips back and forth.
You
so
could just
can
have
see.
Two versions. Yeah, like click here if you like Richie's version better.
Click here if you like Lauren's version better.
I can't. I don't dare risk it with Lauren. with her being single and all.
And pretty, you know.
It becomes a popularity contest and I don't have teeth.
Well, you do sometimes, which is very
confusing.
Kind of
like how sometimes I have a retainer.
Yeah,
I don't
know where my teeth are, as a matter of fact.
Her retainer's adorable, though. Your teeth are just hanging out somewhere.
I think I left them in my truck. I drove my wife's truck today because I'm a man. That's what I'm doing today, driving a truck.
Nice.
Usually I drive the Hyundai, the one that she says is an unsafe automobile.
And your wife drives the truck?
She calls her cars automobiles.
Yeah. She also calls gasoline petrol.
Oh,
let's go get some petrol. She's not from England either. It's just weird. Eccentric as far as that goes.
Well,
no, she drives a
that's
Nissan
why you love
normally.
Her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I love her.
Don't know much about cars, so great.
She drives a Nissan. The truck is the third car. It's the boat truck, which we don't have a boat.
Hey, so I'd like to...
What?
Jenna's joining us for the first time today.
Right.
And we introduced her and her website, but I'd like to know a little bit more about what Jenna does in New York and what she's doing here.
All right.
Oh, good question.
Good segue.
She's a reporter.
I know. I need the
5 W's.
I just and
figured
the H
we could keep
we
talking
could.
About cars, but
I'm from Utah. Grew up in Provo.
Go Bulldogs.
Okay. Thunderbirds. So if you could just
what's that?
Step
what,
off.
What school is that?
Timpview.
Oh.
Yeah, Timpview.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Not a Bulldog?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
And then I went to NYU for college, so I moved away. And then after college, I got a job working at The Daily Show, and that's where I am now. And I'm a stand-up comedian. So that's kind of that's really my whole thing, my whole shtick. I'm just a comedian living in New York, living the
that's
dream.
Great. And you're going to be performing here tonight.
Yep, I'm at Wise Guys Trolley Square tonight, July 8th, tomorrow July 9th. Four shows.
Is this your first time headlining?
This is my first time headlining.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty big deal.
Brought you back to the big city.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bigger than New York.
No,
really,
the big city of Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, she was the guest we were supposed to have on last week.
Couldn't get the phone system to work.
So really, but that was a blessing.
Right.
We can call that on this podcast a blessing because she's here in person now. And
much
better than
that. Much better than the phone.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So.
So let me ask you this about being kind of the comedian. We'll kind of dive into this. And then just so you know, we don't really know how this podcast works.
That's cool.
Typically what we'll do is whatever we want and then it ends at an hour.
That's basically, I used to have a podcast. That's what I used to do.
Right? It's like ramble. Maybe there's some interest here. Maybe it's funny and it's an hour.
He's a producer of Radio from Hell and that's what you do there, right?
Yeah, so. Just ramble for 4 hours though in that case. And then.
Right.
Yeah,
then
it's
wrap
perfect.
It up. But so let me ask you this. There are not a lot of Mormon comics that are big.
No.
Big named.
No.
In fact,
very few, or if any, big named. How big?
I'm talking like, oh, yeah, did you see Jim Gaffigan? Oh, did you know he was a Mormon? Like that kind of thing.
Right.
And
yeah,
by
that's...
the way, to dispel that rumor that now I've just started, no, Jim Gaffigan is not a Mormon.
But yes, Steve Martin still is.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure we keep that Okay.
Yeah. Good. So like Steve Martin big. No, I can't think of anyone that's
there
like...
There are none. Unless you think Donny Osmond's hilarious, which...
Or Glenn Beck.
I forgot about Glenn. Yeah, he kind of thinks he's a comedian.
Here, let me show you on this chalkboard why Glenn Beck is hilarious. So how when you go, or do you when you go to the clubs in New York? Because I'm sure when you mention it here, or when you're doing a stand-up here in Utah, you'll be like... You know, I am a Mormon person, and but do you exclude it completely?
I never talk about it in New York.
You don't.
Occasionally, it'll come up because I say I'm from Utah, and then crowd members will be like, "Are you Mormon?" You know, or I'll allude to it without actually saying it.
Okay.
But for the most part, I usually don't bring it up because
really?
It just invokes a lot of questions, and then it's very distracting.
But not even in your routines, your stand-up. Comedy routines you don't, because I'm surprised, because we talked about on this podcast in previous our past two previous segments.
Right.
We do have previous segments now, plural, but we've talked about how it's kind of a pop culture phenomenon
really in right now.
It is. It's really in. And
no,
so I'm kind
of
surprised that you're not talking about it.
Thinking of reconverting.
Well,
that's how
I
in
feel
it is
like
right
it's only become more popular now. In the last few months, I would say, because of the musical coming out in New York particularly, and a few other stuff, the Mormon.org campaign, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't really like had a chance to sort of like decide...
If you're still Mormon?
What I'm going to do with Mormon material.
Accepting
it.
I get
you have thought about it, though.
Oh, totally, totally. And people at my work always tell me I should, because it's such a great shtick. But I really fear I never want to be the Mormon comedian.
Okay.
I'd like to be a comedian...
Who
happens
is Mormon.
To be Mormon.
Right.
So it's hard because
that
I don't want to turn into that. So because if I start just doing Mormon jokes, I will be the Mormon comedian
that makes
in
sense.
New York.
And that's a lot of when you do go to Wise Guys. I mean, because it's the Utah culture is so prominent here. Everyone, whether you're Mormon or not Mormon, it seems to be the shtick for every comedian here in Utah.
Yeah, they'll drop it pretty quick in their act, whether or not they like the Mormons or don't like the Mormons.
You know, pretty quick. Yeah.
That's probably going to happen tonight for me. I have a few Mormon jokes that I think are really funny that I'm going to tell.
Uh-huh.
But
do they include Richie?
Huh?
Do they include Richie?
No.
Do you want me to throw you in there? Would you mind?
Yeah, okay. I'll write something up this afternoon. No,
just like that. Just boom.
Yeah, no problem. Please.
Okay.
Everything
but his teeth are old.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is comedy gold, people.
All right.
No,
gold like your hair.
Yeah, so I'll probably maybe tell a few tonight at my shows, but only because I'm here in Utah.
Right.
It's
not something that you would play in California and Washington, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I think, I want to, if you do come up with some routines, I'd love to hear them. I mean, in New York, it would be interesting with, like you said, this new... You know, with the Tony Award-winning musical, people understanding the presidential candidates, what you come up with for New York City, and then the advertising that's going on there right now, the Mormon ads.
Which is a lot.
How is that?
It's good. I just filmed mine.
It's all over Times Square, right?
I just finished shooting mine, Mormon.org ad.
Well.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
So they just finished shooting at my house yesterday, and they are actually shooting my show tonight.
Really?
You're kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they were supposed to be. Jenna and I worked together on the Salt Lake Comedy Festival. Go to saltlakecomedyfestival.com.
Woohoo!
We've already picked a date for 2012.
I'll be there.
They were supposed to be there at that. What happened? They
were going to come out and film it. They changed their minds. They said they wanted to do my long set.
So... How long have you been... Wait, so you're going to be in a recent Mormon ad. How long have they been filming this?
Well,
week?
They shot... They did. They came to New York a couple of weeks ago. They came to New York right after
the comedy festival. They're from Utah, the production
Mormon.org. Mormon. Yeah, Bonneville and whoever else Bonneville they work for. A lot of freelance guys that they hire.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to New York and shot me three different times because I have a job. So we had to do like mornings, evenings.
Right.
And followed me around. Came to the show... They weren't allowed to shoot at my show. They could only take pictures because they don't ever let anybody in.
Sure.
So got pictures of me like sitting at John's desk with my feet up and like all these fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good video. And then they came to my house yesterday because they wanted to shoot where I grew up. And I had a couple of stories that they wanted me to tell at my house. So I think it'll be fine.
How did they find you? How does that work?
The first time I went on Radio From Hell.
Yep.
They were listening.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
they
that?
Emailed me. That was in February,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere yeah, they
right
emailed
there,
me.
January, February.
They emailed me and said, "We really liked you on the show on Radio From Hell, and we like your website. so we want to like talk to you. And they did a lot of screening. I mean, they know everything about me.
They would have to,
thoroughly
right?
vetted. Yes. Yeah, it was like
they have to really research the people.
It was pretty crazy. So yeah, it'll be funny. I'll be like talking, and they'll bring up something that I've completely forgotten about. But they're like, "We saw it on your website." I'm like, "Oh my
you
gosh!"
Visited with your bishop in 1998.
They talked to my bishop. The bishop emailed me and was like, "So Mormon.org is going to do a video on you. They called me today." I'm like, "Okay."
So really? Now where yeah. so. So everybody, all those Mormon.org videos, they're great. I love them. But they'll say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, and I'm a Mormon.
Yes.
So what's yours going to be?
I don't know. I did like a billion. I was like, I'm this, I'm funny, I like it. And I just went off and off.
So
like,
they pick in the
they
end.
Pick, yeah. So I put I probably gave them about 25 that were ridiculous. So.
I'm friends with Richie T.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm friends with Richie. You know, the comedy festival, Salt Lake Comedy Festival.
Hey, did you know it's coming back in 2012? Thanks.
2012.
Yeah. Whore that out. Thank you. I mean, don't whore that. Oh, gosh.
In a respectful manner that's
young Zion
made it
woman.
So I won't have to go see
so
my bishop.
So one more thing, though, to point out. This is great. Like, with all the advertising going on in New York City, you could very well be a billboard on Times Square.
Crazy, right?
Jenna.
Right.
Times Square, huge.
Yeah.
I mean, who makes it there? Not many people.
Jenna.
Jenna Kim Jones.
JennaKimJones.com.
.com.
Why don't you do
that? Jenna Kim Jones, Twitter.
I'm excited.
/
and then I'm
Facebook.
Gonna be the person,
going there now.
I'm going to be the person that goes to Times Square and says, see that girl on that billboard?
She was on episode Trace of The Cultural Hall.
Podcast, yeah.
Podcast.
Do you like the name? Do you like the name?
I do, actually. I think it's kind of cute.
Feel like it fits.
Good, because
oh,
it was
cute
my idea.
Again.
I like it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Cute again.
Cultural Hall Podcast.
I know, but
that's
cute.
Fun.
I don't want it to be
it's
cute.
It's like you're film. You're taping it in
Jenna's
a cultural
cute,
hall.
Cute. And people like Jenna.
I know, but a girl being cute and a podcast being cute again goes back to that, you know, that cute
He's
little
so
project.
So annoyed
do?
When I say cute. That which cute means that will be the adjective I use for the rest of my life to describe you.
Oh, you know Richie? He's cute.
He's so cute.
He's always got
really,
those little projects.
I wouldn't use that adjective with him.
Yeah.
He always has these adorable little projects. Oh, they're so cute. Salt Lake Comedy Festival. Yeah. Oh, it's so cute.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a whole lot. Thank you.
2012.
Yeah. SaltLakeComedyFestival.com. Yeah, it's June.
June 2012.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be
oh,
there.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
I think we've gone a little bit off. In the second block of this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, you got your Jimmer Fredette. Going to the Kings. We're going to talk a little bit about that and other stories of Mormons in the news. So that'll be coming back in the second block of the Cultural Hall podcast.
Does your Utah business need help navigating the social media landscape? Contact Moz Concepts for help developing Facebook applications, custom websites, and building your social media fan base. Visit Moz Concepts online at MozConcepts.com. That's MozConcepts.com.
All right, back with the second block of the Cultural Hall podcast, and something I didn't ask you about your Mormon, I'm a Mormon ad. What are they called? Mormon, I'm a Mormon?
Mormon.org, I'm a Mormon.
I'm a Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a law? Is it? I haven't actually watched them. I've seen the advertisements for them on
you
Facebook.
Haven't seen one.
I haven't
really?
Seen one.
They're
I've
great.
Seen several people where I'm like, oh, hey, it's Peter Breinhold. It's Alex Boye. It's, you know,
oh,
people that I know
them.
And future
they
guests of the Cultural Hall podcast.
They do really, they do a good job.
Is it long? Is
no,
it...
it's only like 3 minutes.
Oh, really? So
but they really do a good job. They're touching. I mean, you
are they
you
cute?
Will wipe a tear.
Am I?
Yeah, they're.
Should I be excited to see your
they're,
cute little
My
I'm
video
a Mormon?
Is going to be really cute. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that works.
They took
see,
like
not...
12 hours of footage for this 3 minute video. It better be amazing.
They actually, they contacted me about doing one about 9 months ago.
Really?
And I said, sure, let's wait a little bit. Perfect, let's do it. Nothing.
Uh-oh, you
they
didn't pass.
You.
Yeah, they must have researched my past.
Yeah, but if
my
you have a
sketchy
past, they don't care.
No, repentance doesn't work for the video here.
No, it's, repentance works.
No, it's straight. No, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
They are still making a lot of them. They are busy, busy.
Yeah.
So they may still call you.
It's interesting, too. The woman, I can't remember her name.
Peggy?
Angie? Amy? I don't think
Mari.
It's Peggy. Mari. Yeah. Not Mormon. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. This Mari woman, and I are awesome. Wait, I have her cell phone number. We can
Mari
text.
And
she's
text.
The one who is putting... She
calls people to...
Really?
Yeah.
And she's not LDS and she's...
Surrounded.
So does she work with Bonneville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool.
She's like one of...
Yeah, she loves it though. She like loves Utah, loves the Mormons, just isn't interested.
Yeah.
There's a few people like that.
But we'll get them.
Can I ask something about, but I want to know though, with these ads, I think what we wanted to ask you last week when we couldn't get you, but what has been, I mean, with all the ads going up and this huge ad campaign going on in New York City and you being there, what has been the outcome? What have you seen? What have you felt? What's been the reaction?
There's a big interest in the church. Like, people are just generally very interested in, like, learning more about it, because especially if they've seen the musical. You know, I kind of was worried at first about the musical, because it is very crude and very, mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but I've listened to the music and sure. had friends who've seen it. And it's like well beyond what any of us, I think, would even imagine.
Okay.
The musical to be.
Speaking of the Book of Mormon musical,
yes,
for those who
Book
don't
of Mormon
know.
Musical, yes. The Tony and it's musical. It's very like, I mean, some of the stuff I've heard is just really shocking. So I thought at first, oh, this is going to be terrible. Everyone's going to think we're so weird and creepy and like mm-hmm. gross. But I think that it's been actually the opposite. People leave and they have a more respect for Mormons. And they kind of are like, I think I should learn a little bit more about
really?
These people. Yeah.
Why do you think that's so? Like, what is it?
I have no idea. Well, I know that in the musical, it's really, really, really crude and disgusting. And then they have this turn at the end that mm-hmm. makes that is supposed to be heartwarming. So you've watched a lot of vulgarity, but then all of a sudden, like, there's a really good song that makes you feel good. And it's sort of like, faith is good.
So the ending, it comes around to say,
yeah, like,
but
it
when
says,
all is said and done. The Mormons are...
It's basically, when all is said and done, Mormons are really silly people, but faith is not a bad thing.
Okay.
So, I think people leave with a feeling of like, I should maybe learn more about these Mormons. And then the Mormon.org ads are so kind of like vague. You know what I mean? Like, there's pictures of pretty people and different looking types of people. And then all it
Cute
says
people.
Is Mormon.org. You know? So people are going to the site, I think, to check out
they
what,
said
what
that.
The
they
deal
said
is.
They said that since the campaign has been happening, the mobile phone, people going from their mobile phone in New York City has just increased.
Yeah.
Skyrocketed like crazy. Let me ask you this. So say I was a Mormon person. I came to your show tonight. And then afterwards, I said, hey, I want to know more about the Mormon church. Would you sit down? Legitimately, tell me, you know.
If they wanted to learn from me?
Yeah, if I was like, you know, I mean, how would you approach that? Show's over. Hi, Jenna, I really enjoyed your show tonight. I'm visiting from Montana.
I would get their contact information and send it to the missionaries.
You wouldn't attempt to try and...
I think I might a little bit, but I don't think it's my, you know, it's... I can only do so much. But then there are people full-time serving that want these opportunities, mm-hmm. especially if... You know, someone, I don't know them or live near them. I'd be happy to share the gospel, sure.
Sure. But, I mean, to what extent,
I'm not going to fly to Montana and see him get baptized.
No.
I don't know. I'm not going to give the opening prayer at his baptism, if that's what you're asking me. Probably not.
If they asked you to?
Fly to Montana?
Yeah.
Well, if they were paying and there was a comedy club nearby, sure.
I'm in town. I'm doing the... Invocation on Saturday, and I'll be doing the open mic on Saturday night.
Exactly.
Come on down to Barry's Beer Bar. Let me ask you that. So you're a Mormon person playing in, you know, I imagine that they're all not, you know.
They don't all have Mormon standards.
Highly virtuous places. How do you deal with that? Or
is it
not an issue?
Oh, it's fine. It's like, I'm so invested at this point. But it's like, I don't even get fazed by all that stuff. I try, and I just don't spend a lot of time. Like, if I have a show at a bar, I'll go to the show, do my set, and then leave. I don't sit around and hang out and get wasted.
Yeah, you talk about being invested. What do you mean? Like, how?
I just feel like I have been a member of the church for a long time, and I've spent a lot of time learning about the church, mm-hmm. and I've spent a lot of time, you know, growing my faith and really building on it. I have enough of a foundation that it's not going to be shaken by going to a bar or hearing crude comedy. Like, I'm very much in it, mm-hmm. and yeah. I want to be in it. And so I don't get tempted or sidetracked by outside.
There are some Mormons I know. I know some of these people.
do tell, Laura.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. I think we all know some of these people that don't feel like they want to go to a bar, or they don't, I mean, whether their foundation is strong or not, they don't want to have to go into a place that they feel uncomfortable. And of course, this is your career. You know, you don't have really a choice if you're going to do comedy, especially in
New York City. I only play the clean locations with no alcohol.
Some people do feel strongly about that.
Sure.
There's a difference in opinion. So I guess with that being said, I mean, I don't even know what my question is, but beyond just being invested, how do you look at it to realize, you know, this is just my career, this is just what I do?
I don't know. I've
because you got to know that some people have given you a hard time about it.
That's like, Maybe that's where I'm going, is with those people that give you a hard time about it or question what you're doing.
Most of them. Oh, you mean Mormons who give me a hard time
Mormons
about it?
Yeah, Mormons would be like, I can't believe you would do comedy at a bar.
Yeah, yeah. No, I always run into people like that. And a lot of guys, particularly being a single woman, don't understand it and don't want anything to do with it because they don't understand it. And they assume that because I do comedy and hang out at bars and go to comedy clubs and hang out with men who are crude, that I fall into that.
Okay.
But
a stereotype.
Sure. And like... And that happens all the time. That happens quite a bit. But, I mean, if people know me and they know who I am, they know that I'm not like that. So it really is just...
And is that how you deal with it? Just shrug it off your shoulders?
Absolutely. I can't let it bother me. Yeah. Because, like, unless I've actually done something wrong, I have no reason to, like, listen to that, you know?
Do Mormon friends or whatever, or do they keep you in check?
Definitely.
I find that, especially, you know, I work with Radio From Hell. It's an alternative rock morning show here in Salt Lake City. And when I first came on, you know, I said, hey, I'm a return missionary. I went to Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I still go. I firmly believe in my faith and whatever. And it seems that since that time, I haven't had to make a decision as far as anything that's come up around radio here at all. That people that are around me go, oh no, he won't, you know, I wanted to drink, you know.
No, my coworkers would freak out if I had alcohol. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't know what happened. They would be so disturbed.
Hey, come here and look at this website. So not you, Richie.
Mormons and non-Mormons are keeping
Everybody keeps me in check. Yeah, and my friends are really great, but, you know, I always feel bad. I want to invite my friends to shows in the city, but my Mormon friends, but I'm very picky.
Sure.
Where, like, you know, they're always like, tell me when you're performing. And I'm always telling them, you know, I'll tell you when I'm performing at a venue I want you to come to.
Sure.
You know, there's certain shows you don't need to see, or there's certain shows that I know this comic will offend you. Or so I have to pick and choose what I invite them to, too, because I don't want them to come and be offended, you know?
Yeah, you understand what you understand, but you respect what someone else might not understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that.
Do you think it's, you mentioned the issue of, you know, you're able to be in those places, whatever. Do you feel like it could be any sort of thing like, oh, it's just the, you know, the frog in the water. She's not noticing because the water's not hot, but she's just kind of, I think
that's a mentality
I guess what I'm saying is, do you feel like there's any way, or have you seen any time where you've kind of been numb to being around that situation and then you've caught yourself going a little bit too far going, oh gosh, maybe I need to make sure that I...
No, that's true. Like, that's why I say when I have a show in a bar or something, I go, I do my show and I leave. Because I know that, I can handle being around it. I can handle going and performing there. But I know that it's not good for me to stay there.
Right.
So I... just leave. Exactly. This is what I'm doing. I'm here to perform. I'm here to tell jokes. I'm finished. Now I can go home. Like, I don't need to hang around it because I don't have fun anyway. Like, it's not a great time for me.
Yeah, I'm the sober guy with drunk people.
Yeah,
woo!
It's just like, and then comedians are such downers sometimes. And if you hang out with them for too long, it is just like, they will put you in a place you don't want to be in because they're cynical. They're depressed. They all think they're picked on. That their life's harder than everybody else's because
so the stereotypes nobody are true.
Oh, they're so true. Yeah. They are totally true. And so I have to like really separate myself from that. Okay. And I get made fun of it. Like people don't think I take comedy as seriously as they do because I'm happier.
Right.
Or I don't get it because I'm I know who I am already. You know, like stupid stuff like that. So I just have to separate myself. And I'm not like the typical comic. I'm Mormon girl. Like, that's just not normal.
Your stuff is going to be more clean.
Right. It's just I'm just in a different league. And
do you feel
whether that's, you know.
Do you feel like because you are cleaner and not as crude that you maybe lose some gigs?
Yes. Yeah. I lose friends. Because people, they get like, they just think that, like, oh, she won't want to come do this. Or, like, oh, I don't know if we should have her come do this. And I had a show that I ran, that I produced at a bar right by my apartment. And after a couple months of doing the show, a friend, I had a comedian come. And he was like, oh, I heard this was the clean show. Mm. I'm like, what do you mean? This is the clean show. He's like, yeah, all the comics are talking about how you run a clean show here at this bar, so it's hard to do your show, but your crowds are pretty good. Like, so they're talking about it behind my back a lot that I don't even know about.
Yeah,
so it happens a lot. And with having The Daily Show, since I work there, it's been really helpful in my comedy. And so a lot of comedians just, they look at me and go, well, she's probably not that good. She just has The Daily Show, which is totally unfair because I keep up with everybody.
Right.
I just don't say the F word. So they just, they find excuses to make it seem like I'm not.
Have you ever felt the pressure in order to gain an audience or to get more gigs to
change who you are?
Yeah. Well, not change who you are, but to push the limit a little bit.
I
need to be a little bit more, you know,
edgy or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. When I first started, and I think I have jokes in my set that are, you know, not gross or
vulgar,
but like they push an edge that I have, you know, like talking about my body and like my, you know,
nope, please,
whatever.
Don't.
It makes Richie uncomfortable. But you know, there's things that I will mention, but yet generally it's still not in a crude way. Like there is a point that I'm bringing it up because it is funny. But you know, so, but when I first started, and I was terrible. I was so bad when I first started. Oh my gosh!
How long have you been doing it?
2.5 years. Okay. So I'm still fairly new, but I feel The Daily Show really helped me move faster because I got to do shows where I was with really advanced comedians and they would all help me.
Okay.
And I'm in an environment where everyone's writing jokes all the time. Yeah. So I'm always writing a joke. Like, so I feel like I got pushed faster.
Mm-hmm. And you're in an environment surrounded by guys who think that cute girls will be great to work with. Oh, I'll help her write some jokes.
Exactly.
And then
like,
I'll be able to date her.
Let me help
her.
It'll be great. Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, that definitely happens. So, but when
Mormon?
I first
Never
started and I was so bad, I remember being on stage one time and just being like, if I could just curse right now, I guarantee I would get this crowd on my team.
Yep.
But it was like, no, because then I'll just feel terrible all night.
All
and
dirty.
Then, yeah, it just was like, it didn't seem worth it. Huh. And so I just had to keep working.
Yeah.
So I got better.
Well, good for you for keeping.
Do you sell
standards.
Out at all? Any swears? Any of the mission?
No swears.
No mission swears?
No swears.
Not even the ones.
Swears. What are mission swears?
Well, there's
swears.
Three levels of swearing, ladies.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know
there's,
more.
You got your cute. Celestial swears. Those are your
naughty words.
That's the F dash dash and your.
Shouldn't those be outer darkness?
And your,
swears?
No.
I'm on that, yeah.
Okay, fine. There, okay. We'll go that way. Okay. So those are your outer darkness swears. And then you got your middle level swears, which are your ones that are swears but not found in the scriptures. That's your middle.
Yeah.
That's your middle swears. Like your and your and your
okay, I'm
right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then
not familiar
and,
with
and
those, the, but
yeah, you are.
Okay.
Like your poop. And,
okay.
And
yes.
Your,
got it.
And your that one.
Am I
yep.
listening?
Right.
This is crazy.
And then your lower level swears are the ones that you can read in the scriptures and in different contexts
and
you
the
can use
name
them.
Of your radio show.
Yeah, like radio from hell.
Got
hell.
It. Got it.
That's my donkey. He's my ass.
Got it.
That kind of thing.
I hope you bleep that.
I will. It'll be awesome. That's my donkey. It's my whoop. But there very much are. And I know several people who, though they don't, you know, maybe chart them like that, they'll be, yeah, I'll say your scripture swears, but they don't say the middle and higher ones.
I think, no, I
or
don't.
Outer darkness.
I don't say any of them. I feel like.
Just why even bother with figuring out which level of swears it is.
And I think people laugh a little bit more when I'm like, oh, what the heck?
Right.
Like, they're
that's
like,
funny in
they're like, what?
Why didn't she just
Why didn't you say heck? Or like, oh, dang it.
I'm looking for
You know,
these
they're
things.
Like, what? You know, yeah. it's like, and, it, then, yeah. and then it fits. And I really okay. think my persona on stage and the way that I act and my jokes, if I used a curse word, it would like fall flat.
Well, yeah, look at you.
It would be so weird.
She's in an eyelet lace white dress right now
right.
with a navy blue cardigan, and she has golden blonde hair, and she's cute.
Natural.
She's adorable. She's
natural blonde.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Don't look at my roots.
Yeah. What roots?
No. But yeah. yeah so there so is if a I little... curse, it's kind of like, ooh, why is
I
she talking
that? I could see
like
that would be your persona. You yeah. know, this sweet girl coming out.
Nice. Yeah. All right, well, we got to come. We'll come back in the third block and actually get to some news. We do
Let's
do some
it.
News.
Let's talk some news.
Some current events. I've got some really great ones to share with you. A little bit about Jimmer, an article out of the Sacramento Bee. That's a newspaper over that way. And some other stuff. So we'll get back to that in the third block of the Cultural Hall podcast.
And I cannot wait for that other stuff.
I know,
Stay
right?
Stay tuned.
Well, I could tease you more, but they'll be like, I just want to hear it.
Oh, no.
Go into
Let's
the break, and
the
then we'll come back.
The other stuff is good.
All right, so I want to paint a picture. By the way, it's the Cultural Hall podcast. Thank you for joining us in our third edition, our Trace edition. Join us next week for the Catorce edition of that recall that I hate that I just made. I gotta paint the picture though. We record this in a studio. This is actually my office, ladies. This is where I spend my 6 to 10 mornings, Monday
I thought
through Friday.
Your office was that cubicle back and, there. I was just.
That's where I keep all my junk, and my okay. interns do all my work. This is actually the room where I answer this very phone right there, and I play on this computer and wish everyone happy bidet on Facebook. So, this room, the air conditioning is ridiculous.
It's freezing.
It is freezing. Frigid cold, and both Lauren and Jenna Kim. I always want to just say your whole name. I don't want
to
just.
I know
you Jenna.
Everybody wants to. I at work I get called Jenna Kim Jones, JKJ. It's never just Jenna.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So Lauren and Jenna Kim Jones both have blankets from my desk.
This is like there's bed bugs in this.
I think. Yeah, there is.
I'm scared.
It's a little prank I like to play called Bed Bug Blanket.
Oh.
I'm working on a better name.
Yeah, you should.
Because Bed Bug Blanket.
Bed Bug Blanket.
It is an awesome alliteration, and Mormons are huge fans of alliteration. So
yeah, Molly why. Mormon.
Yeah. Well, and you got your Peter Priesthood.
Well, of course.
And then you got your rhyming ones, your Linger Longer.
I love Linger Longers.
And your other...
Yeah,
your,
they're
your...
like illegal now or something.
I know,
yeah.
they got rid of
what
them.
What is up? First of all, they were mandatory. Now, like, no more.
I know. You must stay and hang out with each other. Never mind. This is a terrible idea.
We don't want people hanging out at all. I always liked the... we always made up other ones, like your...
Munch and Mingle?
Yeah, your Munch and Mingle, your Steaks and Staring.
That's adorable.
Oh, yeah, the word stare.
Yeah. Steaks and Staring. Come on over to our house. It's a Steak and Stare. Huh?
That is awkward.
Meat. It's a piece of meat. And two people across each other.
We look at each other.
You're single. You're single.
Saliva.
We're all in the single world too long. Two of us, I guess, still out
yeah,
here.
That's all right. Yeah, you guys are single.
Woo-woo. What's up?
Don't worry. You'll get someone in heaven.
You know what? I'm okay with polygamy at this point.
Yeah?
I look at my friends and I'm like, you could be my sister wife. That'd be cool. We'd just hang out.
See,
on our old planet.
Yeah.
See, and my wife has huge issues with the polygamy.
Really? I do.
Yeah.
Listen.
You're not my wife.
No, I said I do.
No, also, it's weird. It's very weird.
Your wife and I should get together for a lunch date.
And then marry each other.
Yeah, and then be a part of it. No, she's like.
I'm saying and discuss.
She's like, who would you bring on as your second wife? I'm like, I am not even going to get into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's a Why? Fight waiting to happen.
Yeah, her. Oh, her, huh? Wait,
oh, great. What? Well, you'll need never speak to her again. Yeah.
All right, back to the news.
Oh, I want to get
into the news.
I want you to.
I'm here. I'm
stories
with you.
Like this: LDS Church breaks ground for the new Houston East Stake Center.
Wait, yep. That's what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
That happens a lot.
According to yourhoustonnews.com, there were 150 adults and children dressed in their Sunday best. Gathered on a recent Saturday morning in wooded area northeast of Houston for groundbreaking ceremonies.
Oh, but that's really cool. That was the Houston paper talking about that.
Yeah,
is that...
yeah, made okay. the Houston paper. Oh, don't worry. There's more news like that.
I can't wait.
I just like to blow this out. Stop it.
I love this news.
Stop it, Jenna Kim Jones.
Thank you for calling me.
Just go to
her
stand-up.
Jenna Kim Jones.
Just go to her stand-up routine tonight and do that same thing right there in the audience.
Yeah. Snore during my set. I will beat you up. I will pull you on stage and I will fight you right there.
I'll take it.
I know. You would like it too much.
Two Mormon teenagers earned the title of America's Best Student Auto Technicians when they came in first at the Ford AAA Student Auto Skills Competition in June.
I know one of them.
Which
Do
one?
You?
Matthew
the last
Saunders.
Saunders. The last name Saunders. His sister is in my ward in New York.
Get out of town.
She announced it in Relief Society.
Get out of town.
Who's this? Wait, who was the winner?
Matthew Saunders and Drew Torrey. So props to Matt and Drew. They're from the Vail Second Ward in the Nyssa,
Brenda Saunders?
Oregon State. And they recently graduated from Vail High School. The two-person teams from all the 50 states took a 100-question written exam and were timed as they identified 14 bugs in a 2011 Ford F-150.
Dang, so that's pretty impressive.
So there's that, certainly.
Cool. Mormons are successful, okay?
Right?
We know what we're up to.
I can't help it.
Industrial group? Industrial group.
Where else do I want to go? Oh, two Mormon missionaries in Memphis got interviewed by the Fox affiliate down there in Memphis.
I have a little bit of that here.
Radisson Veeder. Elder Veeder. That's too bad.
That is too bad.
I'm Elder Veeder.
Elder Veeder.
It does. It sounds a Swedish.
From De Borden Sea. Yeah. No.
I'm just from Salt Lake.
I'm just from Idaho. Cool.
They were just interviewed. It's just cool. I got to do this once when I was on my
mission. Were they interviewed?
Mission.
How did that go? I didn't see the video, but they've been doing, with that Fox affiliate out there, they've been doing a series on Mormons.
Well, really?
Episodes with a political commentator out there.
It just basically...
And not all of them have been shown in the best light, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The link to the video will be on our Facebook page. Find us at the Cultural Hall Podcast.
That they went to some Mormon missionaries.
But the article basically just talks about, they only get to call each other on Mother's Day and Christmas, and it's a financial investment of their own, and they don't...
Oh, that sounds great. I love that. That's...
You should do it again.
Well done. Do what again?
A mission.
No.
Oh. You should do another
mission. That interview sounds great.
Sounds so great.
These are the things that they're saying. That sounds great.
I love that they do that.
Well done, elders.
Good job, Elder Veeder.
Elder Veeder and companion. He's like,
did I have a better last name?
And I can't tell my mom
Elder
to
Smith.
Check it out online because they didn't even mention me. Yeah. Sorry, I ran right over you.
Listen, it's fine.
Other sad news? Sad Mormon news. This from the Deseret News. Again, find it on our Facebook page. The Ogden Fire Department responded to a worker who fell inside of the Ogden Temple.
Oh. Yikes.
Because they're renovating it, if you guys have seen it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the Provo Temple, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people will say that it looks a lot like Space Mountain.
Uh-huh. Or a birthday cake.
Yeah, or a birthday cake. Something that,
Yeah.
And much more like a birthday cake than Space Mountain.
I would think so.
But
this worker, is he going to be okay?
He was taken to a local hospital in non-life-threatening condition.
Okay.
He fell reportedly 6 to 8 feet inside of the building. And details of what he was doing, not available. But a little bit about the renovation of the Ogden Temple. They're creating a new exterior for the 38-year-old Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, renovating the interior and removing the steeple from the adjacent Ogden Tabernacle. The temple will feature the latest technology, material, meat, size, requirements, blah, 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 blah. Hope that he's getting better. And I teased this one, too, so we got to get to this. This is from the Sacramento Bee. And a guy by the name of Jay Garza writes, the headline is, Mormon fans have faith in King's draft pick Jimmer Fredette. During his whirlwind stop in Sacramento, Jimmer Fredette made a point to speak with some of his biggest supporters, local members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Along with the usual questions about basketball, they asked the Kings draft pick about his plans as a church member. Fredette said he would become active in his ward. He said he'd speak at Sacramento area church youth groups, and he told them that his faith is an important part of his life. The audience liked what they heard.
I bet. I like what I just heard.
Yeah. Go Jimmer.
He says,
that's great.
A lot of people who may have gone to a game or two are now buying season tickets, said local businessman and active church member John Stone, Brother Stone, who attended the gathering at the Power Balance Pavilion. Other listeners, baby conference. Yeah, anyway. So there you go.
Good job, Jimmer.
Good job, Jimmer.
Talks about, it goes into all the things. Mormons are in the spotlight right now. Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, which we talked about in last week's podcast, the Book of Mormon musical, etc. So way to go, Jimmer. Being active. What would be a calling that you would call Jimmer Fredette to?
Sunday school teacher.
Really?
No.
No, I was totally joking.
Men's teacher.
Will he have to honestly
ward mission leader
work on Sundays now with his
job? Yeah, I mean, he has to play games on Sundays.
I've heard in a way you can look at that as almost your calling.
Yeah, sure.
He's saying.
Yeah, Steve Young it.
Yeah, Steve Young it. Exactly.
He'll do firesides. That will be his calling.
To go and to just speak. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you couldn't? Let's just speculate. Let's say the church
requires ward activities leader.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Young men's.
Young men's basketball coordinator.
Yeah, or like activity. The stake athletic director
there you go.
Or something like that.
Let's just
like
make
that.
Up a calling. Young men's activity
co-coordinator.
I'd like it if they...
Primary chorister.
If the church just...
Primary chorister.
Jimmer power keeps me safe from... No, guys, it's scripture power. Can we please knock this out? No?
No, I loved
power?
It.
Why a recruiter? Come on. If you were once.
Nothing? I got nothing for Jimmer power? Really?
I'm sorry.
I hate you.
That was good.
That was...
You do not hate
we
ta- me.
We... I thought that was perfect.
I just...
Fine.
You said it, and then you looked at me with such, like...
Huh?
Like,
come on, laugh
right?
at it.
Come on, comedian.
Jimmer power
is funny.
Funny now.
And like, you know.
You
we
saved
te-
it.
We
Your reaction
him,
saved
we,
it.
We teach them the hand actions, and instead of the hit fist that they always do for scripture power, it could be like a swoosh.
Shooting the hoops. Wait, what do they say?
Yeah, it's shooting the hoops.
Okay.
Making the swish.
Making the swish.
The,
yeah, I like it.
You hate it. Roll your eyes. Jimmer Power was a perfectly funny.
It was good.
Yeah, for like
don't,
a 10 year
old. Don't
I mean,
patronize
what?
Me. Was it cute?
It was cute.
It was adorable.
You know what? It really was cute.
I hate you.
Jimmer I'm a power Mormon.
Is the power to win.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Jimmer Power every day
I like
I need.
You could.
No, I'm liking it now.
I really like that, actually.
Yeah, you're in. You win.
Go copyright
that. That would be a good t-shirt. I think I might write that down, actually.
Write it down. Put it in your t-shirt.
There's a couple other things in your cubicle desk that were pretty good that you were writing down.
Keeps me safe from sin. I hate Jenna Kim Jones.
Don't make that shirt. That's a bad idea.
It'll be on the back.
Hate with an H and
a numeral 8.
Yeah.
Other things just to kind of
I hate at Jenna Kim Jones. Listen, anything that gets into my Twitter account.
How many people do you have that follow you?
About 6,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not quite.
What would that
just
be
out
like?
Of competition, I want to get into Twitter now.
He did this with Facebook when I was dating him.
Yeah, now I'm
so competitive.
I had more friends with him on Facebook, and then all of a sudden, about 2 months later, he had twice as many.
Are you kidding me?
I'm that guy.
That's so obnoxious.
All of a sudden, he's like, "You have more friends than me," and then all of a sudden,
that's ridiculous.
I was like, "Yeah, but you don't know half."
That's
of
why
yours
we wouldn't work out.
Why?
It's probably why it didn't work out.
Yeah. I'll tell you sometime why it didn't work out. And it had nothing to do with the Facebook
and
friends.
We'll not talk about that on the podcast. Keep going. Let's hear some more news.
Oh, and then this finally. Talking about the Hill Cumorah pageant. Have either of you guys ever been to the Hill Cumorah pageant?
I have not, and that is on my bucket list.
I went to Hill Cumorah, but I didn't go when the pageant was happening.
I want to be in the pageant. That's what I want to
really?
Do.
Really? You could do that, you know?
Can.
Just like a couple week mission.
My cousins did it.
You got nothing going on. You should do it. No?
Zing.
Well, you're a nanny.
Ouch.
Tell them you're going to New York for 2 weeks.
Actually, as of, I have an announcement.
Oh, please. This is made up, by the way. She would have not told us this if I wouldn't have made the dig with the pageant.
Oh, no, this is not made up. I am a nanny, and I am a laid-off television reporter, but in addition to both of those things...
What else do you not do?
...and a podcast host...
What else do you not do?
...and a podcast host once a week, I started a medical esthetician school on Tuesday.
Well,
just this
hello.
Last Tuesday?
Yes.
Nice!
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't,
awesome.
Is that
congratulations.
That's your facials
Thanks.
And your rub.
I think it
peels.
Sounds more serious
yeah.
than that.
Well, yeah, but it is that, and it starts with that, but it's a growing field, and yeah, you work with doctors. Every doctor has
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
So don't demean it by saying it. Your cute
yeah,
little job.
Yeah, don't just be a like, cute little job. She is an independent woman.
I'm gonna open doing some a awesome med spa stuff. With my brother, who's a doctor. When I'm done, that's
oh,
the
really?
Plan.
Oh, that's
right
a
now.
Really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
So yeah,
if you need a spokesperson who. Isn't
oh,
very
and
good
we will
looking.
Sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, yes. I'll don't worry about it. I'll be your spokesperson.
And and I'll be on her Twitter account.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tweet it.
I don't need so. You.
She'll be like, at Lauren Ruthie, congrats on graduation.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to come to your spa. Yeah.
And I'll be like,
I'll
at
bring
Jenna
all my
Kim
cool
Jones.
Friends.
I'll bring all my Twitter friends.
At Jenna Kim Jones, I heart you.
Exactly.
You are Q8.
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 Cute.
Cute.
Cute. QT, high sign.
What?
What?
Someone that doesn't have any clue about Twitter is listening somewhere in South Africa. What are they talking about? I found this Mormon podcast and it doesn't make a bit of sense. Not that South Africans don't have Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah you just, I mean, you just offended all of South Africa, I think.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, Egyptians are naming their kids Facebook.
Yeah. That's North Africa, you idiot. No?
My brother lives
Let's hear
in
some
Africa.
More news.
Yeah, what other news do we have?
Oh, so the Hilkamora pageant. They the folks out there, as they're getting ready for the Hilkamora pageant, they're excited because they think that the Hilkamora pageant's going to be even huger, if I can use that word,
sure,
more huge, even bigger draw this year because of everything that we've been talking about. The Newsweek
cool.
article with Mitt Romney, uh-huh. John Huntsman running for president, and then the Book of Mormon musical there in town and the I Am Mormon campaign.
They're going to need to, like, build a hotel or something. It's so small there.
I see. I've never been
for there. Anything.
We both served in the Kirtland area, and I've been to Missouri, and I've... The one place I haven't been as far as Mormon history is... Well, two places. New York
I just went.
Nauvoo.
How is it?
It's great, but it's tiny. I mean, if a lot of people go, they're going to need to work on their tourism.
Yeah. I mean, how many hotels in the town?
I don't know. We stayed like 30 minutes away in a really nice hotel, but...
Do a lot of people camp there? Is that
what
they do?
I guess maybe they camp, yeah.
It's so kind of an outdoors...
What's the feeling like there? Let's take a minute and get serious, and then I'll tell you a little bit about when the Hilkamora pageant runs, and we'll wrap this sucker out. But how was it?
It's great. Every Mormon should go. The Sacred Grove's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't tell you like where anything happened, and they don't really know necessarily, but... When you walk around, it's like very calm, and it looks exactly like any picture you've seen or anything you've imagined with like the tall, skinny trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly that. It's picturesque.
That's really
but they have
cool.
crazy lightning storms up there.
Really?
Yeah. There's a sign when you walk in that's like, if it starts raining or you see any lightning, you must evacuate the grove immediately.
Really?
Yeah. And then so we were there, and then as we were leaving, it started raining a little bit. And by the time we got to our hotel, I've never seen so much lightning in my entire life.
Really? That's mm-hmm. so interesting.
It was insane.
So I can't even remember what I was going to ask, but it was... it was a good question.
Yep. Let's see if I've got it. Oh, here it is. That was the start of last week's podcast where Lauren takes her Ritalin. Not a joke. Legitimately, how it started last week.
That's a good way to do it.
Pretty awesome though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's cool to see the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool to see that like the Smiths' house. They have, you know, like. 80% of the house is mm-hmm. what was there actually there when they lived there, and they like renovated some of it. But it's just, I've never been to the other sites. So that this was like my first Mormon site adventure, and I had a really good time.
Was it a testimony builder?
Oh, yeah. I mean, walking, like when you walk around the Sacred Grove and you're thinking, wow, like, oh my gosh, this is where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes your mind just like go crazy. I mean, it made like it was mind blowing.
Yeah.
And it's definitely peaceful there. There's a good feeling.
Right on. Do you have plans to go to the other sites now because of that?
I want to. Yeah, definitely.
I've not yet been. Hilkamora is the only one I haven't been.
You got to go.
Okay.
Got to go.
I'll go right now.
Please get out of here.
Let's do a podcast. From
there. I would love to do
that.
A podcast.
Wouldn't that
from
be
there.
Cool?
Yeah, that'd be really
you should
cool.
do that.
Visit
that'd
with the missionaries great. Out there, etc. Well, that is going to do it for episode trace of
do we
the
have
Cultural
a moment?
Hall podcast.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Well, I just think that there's a question we should ask every guest. We talked about asking every guest that comes on.
Yes.
What is the thing that you love most about your faith?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you for remembering.
The thing I love most about my faith is the, obviously there's a lot of things. Right now, I think the thing I like most about my faith is sort of the strength that it gives me. Mm-hmm. So the motivation that it gives me to like be a good person and to work really hard, I find that that's where I get all of that from the gospel. And when, you know, when it's hard and stressful, and I've been super stressed out about doing these shows here and about my job in New York, and the thing that helps me get through it is my faith. So I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what helps me right now.
Cool.
Thanks
find
for
her.
Sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
JennaKimJones.com or at Jenna Kim Jones. Facebook, Jenna Twitter. Kim Jones.
It's pretty much Jenna Kim Jones all the way.
Straight shot. Follow her. Love her. See her if, I mean, no one's really going to hear this today because it won't get posted today. But
you'll
in theory.
Go to my website. I'll put some video up.
And, check that out. I also promised that I'd talk about the Hill Cumorah real quick. It goes Friday and Saturday of this week, and then the 12th through the 16th. And for more information, you can go to hillcumorah.org and check it out.
Thanks for listening.